The base price for block cheddar per pound in November was $1.70. Today, cheese plants are only fetching about $1.27 a pound. That's a substantial decrease that could spell trouble for Wisconsin's dairy industry. Cheese producers are making less, and so are the dairy farmers supplying the milk that goes into that cheese. Bob Kropp is a dairy marketing specialist with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says it's typical for sales to soften after the holiday demand for dairy wanes, but the recent drop is more than expected.
If it stays at that level, we get some real financial stress for dairy farmers coming up in 2009.
Not helping dairy producers today is the souring economy. Kropp says cheese sales were growing 2-3% a year, but that's all changed. 2009 futures forecast a 25% decrease in the export market, and Kropp says domestic sales are expected to slump as well. Kropp says as more people are tightening their budgets, they're eating out less and saving with home-cooked meals.
You don't eat as much cheese at home as you do out in the restaurants and going out eating Italian dishes and pizzas and things of this sort.
Kropp says he's still optimistic that dairy producers could do okay in 2009, mainly because he says the markets tend to overreact. He says cheese producers are already cutting production, a trend that will most likely continue. And there's some good news for the consumer. Kropp says retail prices for cheese are likely to fall. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.